And when it comes to jobs available in the grey electorate, not just on the Eyre Peninsula, it's going to be pretty difficult to get to them if you don't have a driver's licence. And the federal government can help out there. Joining us this morning is the federal member for Grey, Rowan Ramsey. Rowan, good morning.
Yeah, g'day, Keith. Good to be with you. This is back in Adelaide today. I've got 14 days lockdown, so I've just come out of 5 weeks in Canberra. Not getting much movement around the country at the moment, but it is what it is. Yeah, got to love your own company.
That's exactly right. When it does come to job seekers who are struggling at the moment to get a job because they don't have their licence, what is the federal government doing to help them get their licence?
We're making some support and significant support available through their Job Active provider. So whether they're on Job Seeker, they're working with their Job Active person to go to interviews, get themselves organised for work. And the Job Active providers, depending on how long they've been unemployed, have a variable range of the amount of money they can spend to help them skill up. And what we're doing is providing some extra money here to get people driver's licences. I've thought for a long time that if you're down on your heels a bit, your family's struggling, the chances of you being able to get a licence changed a lot since I got mine off the back of the Weet-Bix box, and accumulate the hours behind the wheel you need to tick off all the segments of getting your licence are pretty slim. And yet, it is one of the chief enablers when it comes to living in rural, regional Australia. So, firstly, you've got to get to the job interview. Then you've got to, once you've got the job, you've got to get to work, you've got to get home at night. But if it's a totally one-site job, you may not need a licence. But on the other hand, there are so many jobs where boss might say, hop in the ute and go round to the hardware shop and pick up this for us, will you? Because that's what we need. Or a whole lot of other things you might need for that job, and it's pretty hard to become a pizza delivery driver if you haven't got a driver's licence. So right across the board, there's so many things that you need a driver's licence for, and yet it's too expensive, particularly for young people, but anyone who's got virtually no cash to get a licence. So it's something I'm very, very pleased at this reform.
Speaking this morning with the federal member for Grey, Rowan Ramsey, about federal government assistance to job seekers to get their licence. Now, is this assistance, Rowan, going to come in the form of driving lessons as well as obtaining the actual licence, or is it going to be lesson-specific?
Yeah, no, most certainly, yes. It's no good filling out the paperwork if you can't get the hours behind the wheel and tick off the modules. We do have to accumulate hours now to get your licence, and it's expensive, particularly if your family doesn't have a car. And that's why it'll be a variable package that will be assessed by the Job Active provider. We've got different costs of getting licences in different states, so it's not possible for me to put a singular one figure on this, except that there'll be significant assistance available. And it's something that I have thought for a long time is a real block in the road for those that are trying to get ahead. So let's hope this can make a difference for them.
Has there been any consideration given to rural and regional residents that if they were to do an apprenticeship and they didn't have their licence yet, that maybe that might go in as part of the educational requirements as well, maybe even making that part of the apprenticeship?
Well, I'm not aware of that, and I would assume no. Let's, for instance, you're a builder or a plumber, you would require your staff member to have a licence. Now, if they started on an apprenticeship and started getting paid, that might well be their remit to be able to do it anyhow. But it's entirely focused on those people actually on job seeker benefits. And as a requirement of that job seeker benefit, are engaged with the Job Active provider about either accumulating skills or to apply for a job or actually applying for a job and landing a job. So we reckon this is going to be available to about 350,000 Australia-wide. That probably puts 2,000 in grey. Now, as I said, there'll be some people, if they're working in-store or retail, they may not need their licence and they may not go down that path, and it may not be seen as the Job Active provider as a priority. But certainly there are so many jobs where you do need a licence. And I think even before you start, people go, oh, no point in me applying for that, I've got a licence. So we are about getting people in work, because not only do we know it's better for them, it's better for their health, it's better for their family, it's better for their future, it's also better for the country, and not just because we cut down on dole payments, because we need workers.
Could not agree more with that, and I think it's a great scheme and looking forward to seeing it rolled out not too far into the future. Federal Member for Grey, Rowan Ramsey, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much, Keith. Good.